Good morning, it's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration, continuing our study on the reason we study the scriptures, or maybe we could say that the real heart of God's desire for us and what He wants to accomplish in us. For this morning, we're going to look at another aspect of our knowledge of the scriptures and what it means to us, what it could mean to us. We see in Jesus' life that he was very familiar with the scriptures. He had apparently studied and probably even memorized good portions of the scripture. The Bible doesn't tell us anything of that, but we can see that in his preachings, he's used the scripture a lot. He's very familiar with it. And so, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 54 to 56. Actually, I'm going to start a few verses before that. The context of this passage here is Jesus is after the Last Supper, and Jesus goes with his disciples out to the Mount of Olives, and here Judas comes with the multitude to take him captive, and Peter takes out his sword and he strikes off an ear of one of the servants of the high priest. And it says, verse 52, then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall present me, he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In the same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are ye come out against a thief with swords and staves, for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hand no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And so we see that Jesus was familiar with the scripture, and here he's saying, in the first part here, he's saying, you know, I could ask for 12 legions of angels. I'm not exactly sure how that was, but there was a lot of them. And they could come and just deliver me just like that. And but he says, but how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? And so he was familiar with the scriptures. He recognized the scriptures. And so he knew that this was going to happen. This was the prophecy. This was part of what's going to take place. And so anyway, he told Peter to put his sword back again in its place, that this is so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And let's go to Mark chapter 14 and verse 49. The same story again. Are you come out against me, verse 48, as a thief with swords and staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. There again, he was familiar with the scriptures, and he knew that the scripture must be fulfilled, that he should suffer and die. Luke chapter 4 and verse 21. Luke chapter 4 and verse 21. Here, after Jesus was anointed with the Spirit of God, and he spent 40 days fasting in the wilderness, and then he comes back and he gives basically his first sermon, as far as we can tell. Get a verse 18, or even 17, he's given the he's given the book of the prophets to read in the synagogue. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because it has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to his minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all that bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And anyway, ended up they wanted to. He said some more there, and in the end, they wanted to cast him out. They wanted to throw him over a cliff. But the point is that he read the scripture of out of Isaiah, and I think that is in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1 maybe. But then he says, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Basically saying that he's the fulfillment of that scripture. He's the one that has been anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. And sent to heal the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives, covering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. He's the one that was anointed to do that. And there again, that was a fulfilling of the scriptures, and they wanted to cast him out for it. Then in John chapter 13 and verse 18, another example of similar verse, not the same idea, but different topic. John chapter 13 and verse 18, "I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." And so, we could go on a little bit there, but what I want to bring out here is that he talks about the scripture being fulfilled there in verse 18, that he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. And so here Jesus he realized that this is going to be happening because he saw that scripture, and he knew that this was going to be fulfilled. And then in John chapter 17 and verse 12 is a similar thought, same topic there. Verse 12, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." Speaking of Judas, who ended up betraying Jesus. And Jesus was saying here that, you know, he chose all these men, and yet he knew that Judas was going to betray him. And yet he knew that the scripture must be fulfilled. So, you know, there's a beautiful picture here of what can happen in our lives. We also are faced with different things in life that can become a little perplexing sometimes. Sometimes we're persecuted, sometimes we're despised, and sometimes, you know, other things happen in our lives that we don't know what's going on and why this would be happening. And it can get a little confusing sometimes, especially for young believers. But we too have the scriptures, and we have knowledge of what it says. We have things like, for example, Matthew 5, and verse verse 11. Verse 10, verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they are the prophets which were before you. Again, we can read that verse, and you know, in one way it could be a little frightening, but in the other way it's actually comforting, because you know, when we see these things happening around us, we understand that this is not, it's not unusual. This is not, this is okay, that this is going to happen, that we should rejoice. Also, in something like John chapter 16, starting in verse 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to them that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But anyway, here Jesus is reminding his disciples, just before he goes to the cross, he's reminding his disciples that they're going to be hated, and they're going to put him out of the synagogue, and they're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. And he says that, you know, I'm telling you these things so that you're not, so that when the time comes, you're not excited about it. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you remember that I told you of them. And there again, you know, when we see those things coming in our lives, we can look at the scripture. We can say, oh, well, this is just the fulfilling of the scripture, and this must happen. And so it brings comfort when we know that Jesus had already knew that this is going to happen, and he's already in the situation. He's, in spite of that, he had told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And so we have that comfort when we know the scripture. We know what the scripture says about these things, and we can gain some comfort from that. So I think that's where we'll stop, and we'll continue another time, and we'll come to the real heart of the matter, where all these other things point to, and what God is trying to accomplish in us. Blessings to all of you.